the Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, life is absolutely incredible. The last time that I had my guest join me for a show, he and I talked about how we were going to heat up the airwaves. And lo and behold, we did. So much so that, well, some people would say coincidentally, the grid in Tempe, Arizona, where the show is hosted, completely blew out. That was an event that hadn't happened in decades, from what I understand. My guest, the person I'm talking about, is Mr. Fire himself, Joe Vitale. He's joining me today. We've got many things to talk about throughout the show. We're going to be introducing you to his book, not even out yet, upcoming, hot off the press, The Key. We're going to be talking about attracting anything you want and living the life that you call into play. Joe Vitale, for many people, you know him before his appearance and his contribution in the mega hit, the movie The Secret in the book. He's president of Hypnotic Marketing, Inc., and has been called the Buddha of the Internet. He has written more books than most of us even dream of reading, and has been on the bestsellers list more times than you can count. But his message is powerful. He is an individual that cuts to the chase, and his passion is about helping each of us take our action on our dreams and partner with the greatest quest in our success and bring a contribution to the planet that goes beyond what we can imagine. Moving from the world of probability, living in possibility, is Joe Vitale. Joe, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be back. I hope we don't fry any more servers out there.
That was an incredible experience. And you know, some people, since they heard that show, and this is a great way to kind of start our conversation, they said to me, you got to be kidding. You guys really didn't attract that, did you? And I said, you know, I'm going to ask Joe his thought about that. What do you think about that, Joe?
I think we did. In my book,
I think so, too.
Yeah, in my book, The Attractor Factor, there's one passage in there that I talk about. When I was doing healing work and energy work on myself with Jonathan, the healer I was working with at the time, we both fried the electrical systems in our houses. And it was kind of metaphorical, but at the same time, it was a very real experience that as my energy was going up, if the surrounding electrical products weren't up to it, they got fried so they could get replaced. And so I believe this does happen, and I believe we do attract it. You know, it happens on an energetic level, but it's a great example that, yes, we're attracting everything, right down to servers melting down and electrical systems frying.
And, you know, it used to be, hey, wait a minute, don't worry about that. That's only a thought. And yet we have learned the power of what we actually, and let's use the electricity, what we actually plug into. Aren't we either plugging into our abundance or our lack and scarcity or anything in between by the way we generate what's going on in our mind here?
Yeah, absolutely. The truth is it all counts. You know, the thoughts that we have, the more powerful ones are the ones with feeling, and the more powerful ones are the ones that are actually unconscious. But they're all thoughts. The conscious thoughts that are there, they can limit you. They can create a new reality. They can be a reality you don't particularly care for, or it can be a reality that you absolutely delight in and joyously celebrate. But it all begins and ends with thought. So I don't want to dismiss any of that. The thoughts we've got going in our heads right now is creating the reality that's around us and the next reality that's coming in the further moments. So I'm telling people it's all about awakening. It's all about paying attention to everything. And again, it all counts.
And, you know, what you're saying has been certainly the story for countless peoples. The idea of being awake and aware, to even understand some of the things that we are have going on in this magnificent thing we call our mind, has been something we've overlooked for a long time, don't you think?
Yeah, and that's why I'm so grateful that, you know, something like the movie The Secret comes trotting into our awareness, because the idea that thoughts create reality isn't particularly new. It's been around for a century or more, and some people can trace it all the way back to biblical times. But the reality for me today is that a lot of people don't read, and so they're not aware of that concept. They never came across it anywhere. And when a movie like The Secret comes across, and for some crazy reason, if somebody doesn't know what I'm talking about, go to thesecret.tv, www.thesecret.tv, watch the trailer and go get the movie. But that movie helps awaken people. It helps them realize that, yes, your thoughts, your energy, your emotion is all going out there and engaging what we're calling the law of attraction. So in one way it's new, but in another way it's just a new media that is addressing this issue with people, and more people, the average person in the street, is starting to become aware of it. And that's fantastic. I love it.
Well, I love it too. And what I love about what you've just said is that, you know, there are people that don't read, and yet we have what some folks are calling a phenomena, a mega hit,
yes,
the movie The Secret, which you contributed greatly to.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some people that are scratching their heads and saying, what the heck is the big deal? And Joe, I got to ask you, can we make sense of this and explain this to people so folks listening to this show understand the magic here?
Well, are you referring to the concept of the law of attraction and what's in the movie The Secret?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, first I tell people to go watch the movie, because it is an inspiring movie. It is an easy movie. It's not one of those that's loaded with jargon or, you know, scientific concepts you have to wrestle through. You've got great teachers who are very articulate, who are very able to give you stories that make sense and you relate to them. And it's an upbeat, it's an inspiring movie. So by the end of it, you really feel better, which is interesting in itself. That you feel better as a result of watching a 90-minute movie. Why is that happening? Well, it's because of the thoughts that are being expressed in this movie. So it's an example of the power of thought right there. Watch an uplifting movie, doesn't have murders in it, doesn't have crimes in it. You've got something that is wholesome, something that's inspiring, something that's educational, and as a result of it, you feel better. This is one reason people watch that thing multiple times. I heard of one person who watched it 200 times in just a couple weeks, which literally means they never left the TV. but they're probably enlightened now. They're probably levitating. Who knows? And the whole concept is everything in your reality, everything that's in your life experience, whether you like it or not, you attracted it. You attracted it because of what's called the law of attraction. And I am a person who stands my ground here and says, this is a law. This isn't a feel-good principle that works sometimes and doesn't work other times. And it's a principle that works whether you had you won the lottery or you had a car accident. It is the law of attraction is like the law of gravity. It is active all the time. And we don't realize it because it's working on an unconscious level. First of all, most people aren't even aware of the concept. And second of all, when they hear about the law of attraction from my books like The Attractor Factor or Jack Canfield's or James Ray's or the movie The Secret, then they start to realize that they have more power than they ever thought of before. And then, of course, we have to go into even deeper than that. And that's why I've written this book that you referred to called The Key, The Missing Secret to Attracting Whatever You Want. But it's all a process of awakening. This show itself is helping people awaken to their internal power, to the power of their thoughts, to the power of energy with thoughts. So I can go on.
Well, and when we are going to go on, because this is really such an invitation, Joe, for people, you know, opening up doorways for folks that had a sense that there's something great inside themselves, but didn't really have the tools. You know, you've been doing this for years. Mm. I've been aware of it for years. But there are folks out there that are saying, oh, this is incredible. Where do I start? Let me at it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I interviewed a 9-year-old boy for my Hypnotic Gold membership program. And I interviewed him because he's a 9-year-old boy who's making money online. He's got his own website. He is making a few hundred dollars. I mean, he's not rich, but he wants to be. He's very clear that he wants to be a millionaire, and he decided that when he was 8 years old. When I interviewed him, I asked him, where is he getting this inspiration? Where did he realize he wanted to be a millionaire? Where did he get the idea? He said his mom read The Attractor Factor to him, which is one of my books, and he's seen the movie The Secret. He says he knows about the law of attraction. So I went on and said, what do you tell the people who are skeptical, who say that The Secret is hogwash or it's feel-good philosophy that doesn't actually work or anything like that? And he, you know, he's 8 years old. I mean, he's nine now, but he's eight when he went online. And he said, I guess they haven't really tried it.
Oh, how perfect is that?
And I laughed and I said, out of the mouth of babes sometimes come the most pure wisdom.
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, sometimes when we hear it so crystal clear like that,
yeah,
and from such a sense of innocence and directness, you know, maybe that's what it takes for the light bulb to go on. But that's really, Joe, that's what you do, and you do so well.
Well, thank you. I'm just leading my life and doing what I believe the divine wants me to do, and we all have that within us. This is one of the things I tell people, is that each of us has this calling or mission or task to do in our life, and it's unique to each person. We don't all have to have radio shows. We don't all have to be authors. We don't all have to do what somebody else might think is celebrity status type of vocation. We all have something to do, and my feeling, my belief is we know what it is. We've just been afraid to admit it. And as soon as we become ruthlessly honest with what we want, we take away the fears, we take away the negative beliefs, the limiting beliefs, and we start to actually manifest this new life, this life that really is one of magic and miracles. And it happens because we drop the fear, when the fear is what's keeping people from taking action. So knowing what you want is actually easy. This little boy decided he wanted to be a millionaire at the age of eight. He watched a movie. I never saw this movie. He said it was called Millions, and it was about some kids who actually somehow found money, and it changed their lives. And he decided right then and there he wanted to be a millionaire. I think movies like The Secret, books like The Attractor Factor, The Key, Zero Limits, any of these others that are out there, I think they help people realize the truth and the calling that's already in them. And that's one of the great gifts of a radio show like this, is it helps people to reflect and go, wow, what do I really want? What do I want if I wasn't afraid? What do I want if I knew that I can have it?
Well, and this is really the key, is to really awaken, as you say, to the truth of what really is inside us. You know, Joe, you know, you get to talk to countless people. You get to really look at not only your own life, but the lives of so many people, like that young boy who at such a phenomenally young age, who's been given the gift, who's been given this, quote, given the secret. And we're going to talk today about the key and what it means to go to that next step. Answer the questions, why the secret works for some people, why some folks say it doesn't, but more importantly, what are we going to put our attention on here? Dr. Joe Vitale is my guest today. As I said before, we are opening up the door, inviting you to the conversation. Brand new book, not even out of the gate yet, The Key. And we've got it right here on the Dr. Pat Show. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Dr. Joe Vitale in the house today. We are truly heating it up. Stay tuned, everyone.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Okay, everyone, listen up. You can do it. You can quit smoking in as little as 30 days with zero smoke. That's right. A new product to help you quit smoking now. And here's the deal. You don't need to spend hundreds of dollars on gum, patches, or pills. Zero Smoke helps you quit naturally using biomagnets. It works by placing these neat little magnets on either side of your ear. Then science takes over. It's just like acupressure. The urge to smoke goes away. This product has sold like crazy in Europe and has just been introduced in the United States. In fact, Salvus stockbroker is using the product to quit. It's a disgusting habit, and you need to quit today. Now, everybody, go to their website, zerosmoke.org, or call them at 800-577-9933 and take advantage of their risk-free offer. That's right. Just pay shipping, and they will send you this revolutionary product absolutely free. What do you have to lose? It's the summer. You want to feel good, and you want to quit that nasty habit. That's 800-577-9933, or go to the web at zerosmoke.org.
The secret is no longer a secret, but still life's deepest questions remain. How will you answer them? See One, the movie, and join the ultimate conversation at onetheproject.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Now, the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Experience One, the movie, and find your answers.
Essentia Water, the ultimate drinking water, is free of sugars, artificial sweeteners, and colors. Essentia Water actually does something good for your body. It hydrates your body more efficiently. Its smooth, silky taste provides an abundant supply of active hydrogen and antioxidants to prevent cell damage caused by free radicals. Essentia Water does more than quench your thirst. Available health food and natural food sections of major grocery stores. Essentia Water. Ask for it.
Renowned women's wellness pioneer, Dr. Christiane Northrup, will share her cutting-edge ideas in her new upbeat and eye-opening tour, Menopause and Beyond. Learn how to prevent hot flashes, calm your mood swings, lose weight, and have the best sex after menopause. Remember, when menopause comes knocking at your door, it's time to say, bring it on. See Dr. Northrup in a city near you this fall. For tickets, visit drnorthrup.com.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I want to emphasize what you just heard. If you've got a question for the show, well, whether it's for me or not, I've got Dr. Joe Vitale right here, and I have to tell you, that's a rare occasion. If you've got a question for us today on the show, and what I mean by a rare occasion, this is one-on-one. We're getting real here, Dr. Joe and myself, and we want to invite you to the conversation. What are the questions that you've been thinking about asking Dr. Joe Vitale and me and have not really had the opportunity to ask? Well, make it happen right here on the show. Joe, thank you so much for joining the show today. There has been an incredible energy, an explosiveness, or an implosiveness of what people actually want. The action that people are taking today, a year or two down the road after The Secret, but more importantly, the attractor factor shifted me in my life as well. This is an incredible time. How can we talk to those people that are out there right now, as I was a number of years ago, that may be floundering, so to speak?
Well, that's a great question. You know, the best way I know to talk to anybody who's out there floundering is by example. So in other words, I, first of all, want to lead my life so it is one of magic and miracles, so people take a look and go, wait a minute, Joe Vitale was once homeless. How is it that he's now in a movie? He's been on Larry King twice. He's been on all these talk shows. He's been in Time. He's been in Newsweek. He's written 30 books. He's considered an internet marketing celebrity. What in the world happened to him? And I think when people go and look at that and they start to realize, well, maybe there's something to what he and Dr. Pat and other people are talking about when it comes to the idea that we weren't all born knowing this. We were born like everybody else. I mean, we struggled, we learned, we were educated, we learned how to read, we learned how to write, we stumbled through life. Most people walk around asleep. Most people walk around as a victim. Most people, like Thoreau said, lead lives of quiet desperation. And I think what's happening is that movies like The Secret, books like mine, or any of the other authors out there, shows like this one, are helping people realize that, you know what, maybe my life can really be different. Maybe it can really change. So I think the way to help people is with these stories, with a show like this. When me, for example, telling about an 8-year-old boy who watched The Secret and has the attractor factor read to him. And the next thing he knows, he's got this desire to be a millionaire. He puts up a website. He's making money on the website, and he's being interviewed by me for my membership people in Hypnotic Gold. I mean, when you hear that, you start to get inspired, and you start to realize, well, you know, what is it that I haven't been doing that I've really always wanted to do? And I feel that everybody knows what that is when they're honest with themselves. They can easily deceive themselves and say, I don't have a clue what I should be doing. But if I sat with them and started doing some coaching and I just played with simple questions like, well, let's imagine you won the super lottery and it was like $400 million and you're going to walk away with $200 million after taxes, what would you do? And people will start to say, you know, they'll travel, they'll eat, they'll play at the beach, and they'll buy toys. Okay, they'll do that for a while, and then they're going to get bored, and you're going to want to do something with your life. What would you start to do? And then they start to uncover that inner calling, that inner desire, that divine knocking at their door saying, hey, you always wanted to open a restaurant, or hey, you always wanted to write a cookbook, or hey, fill in the blank. And then they start to go towards it. So it's these stories, these examples, these questions that help people listening and other people to awaken to their divine purpose.
Well, you know, Joe, I mean, this is such an important conversation for people. And, you know, I took a look. I read everything that you put out. Let me just say that. But
I
got an advanced copy of The Key. Mm. And one of the things that I said is, what if you and I would invite people to eliminate a certain phrase from their lives? And the phrase that I'm referring to, because this is one that got me hung up early in my life, is this thing where we say, I don't know. We've gotten into this habitual behavior of responding to things like questions we're asked, questions we ask ourselves, and we immediately say, I don't know.
Mm.
Is it true we don't know, Joe?
Well, yes and no. I would say we do know our answers internally, and we are available, that those answers are available between our connection to what I call the divine. And I wrote a book called Zero Limits, which is all about establishing your own direct connection to the divine. So you hear your answers. So on one level, you already know them when you're honest with yourself. On another level, you have access to all information with your relationship to the divine. And then this third level I want to speak to that might be a little off-tangent to your question, but I think it's so relevant to everybody listening, is the idea that you don't need to know in order to get results in your life. You don't need to know in order to attract or manifest or materialize any of the things you want. It's a big stumbling block for people who say, I really want to have a new job or this relationship or heal my health or have unexpected income of $5,000 or get this new car. But the next statement they say is, but I don't know how to do that. And what I keep telling people, and I think the other teachers in The Secret and other people out there on the same wavelength are all saying, you don't need to know. You just need to know what you want, which is an important first step about the power of intention. And by knowing what you want, you will draw to you from the law of attraction the next steps for you to take. And you will only know those next steps as you take them. So this is why action is so important. So going back to I don't know, well, on one level, you know, you truly do know what you want. And then on the other level about how do I know what to do to manifest what I want, you don't need to know that. You just need to know what you want and start taking the actions that are obvious to you to go in that direction. As you take those actions, other actions open up in the next moments.
Well, I have to tell you, that's certainly been the experience for me, and for so many people out there, but getting clear about what we want is really, as you say, the key.
Yes. Yes. Well, the key, you know, that's the title of my next book. The key is the missing secret to attracting whatever you want. And let's talk about, if you don't mind, can we talk about that for a second?
Yes, I would love to.
Because a lot of people who watch The Secret, read The Attractor Factor, hear about the law of attraction, think, yeah, it works sometimes, but it doesn't work all the time. And so the key is written to explain that the law of attraction is like the law of gravity. It's always working, whether you want to give it a nod or not. It's always working. It's working on an unconscious level. So why does it seem sometimes like it isn't working, like you don't get what you want? And this is where the concept of counterintentions, counterintentions comes into play. Most of us know on January 1st, we set New Year's resolutions. We have the intention to lose weight, the intention to stop smoking, the intention to join a support group of some sort or go dating or something. But by January 3rd or 4th or 5th, we've forgotten all of our intentions. Even though we stated them with conscious intent, we were well-meaning, and we really wanted those intentions to come into our life. Why didn't we fulfill them? Because unconsciously we have counter-intentions. And unless we get clear of the counter-intentions, which are negative beliefs, limiting thoughts, issues of deservingness, unless we clear up the counter-intentions, you're not going to attract what you want. You're going to attract what you don't want. The law of attraction is still kicking into gear. It's still working on this unconscious level. But what you're attracting is what you're believing on an unconscious level. This is why I say the key, the missing secret to attracting whatever you want, is getting clear. It's getting clear of the counter-intentions. It's getting clear of the limiting beliefs, the negative beliefs. So when you say, I want to attract a Panos Esperante sports car, which is a handmade luxury sports car, there isn't a counter-intention within you that says, but I don't deserve that. So that's the key. It has to be cleaned up on the inside. The counter-intentions have to be dissolved. The law of attraction is clearly working all the time. But what you're getting might be the result of counter-intentions, not conscious intentions.
Yeah, and you know, part of this, too, is I love what you just said. You know, I really want that sports car, but, you know, somewhere lurking in the background may be this idea, well, you know, I don't really think I'm going to get it.
Right.
I mean, it's almost sometimes as if followed on the very breath of that declaration of magnificence we want in our lives, just followed right there is, like you said, the counter-intention of, well, you know, Dr. Pat, you really don't believe you're going to get that. Isn't that really, you know, at the point at which we have to address and stop the energy, or can we do it down the road?
No, I want to do it right there in the moment. My agreement, my agreement with myself is, if I state something that I want to have experienced in my life, and I feel that there's a counter-intention because, you know, I may feel resentment, I may feel, I don't know, impatience, I may feel some emotion, which is a sign that there's a counter-intention there. Right there in the moment, I want to explore that because I want to find out what the belief is. And a counter-intention is always a belief. There's some sort of thought that you've bought into, turning it into a belief, that's actually what's active in your life, and that can stop the pay raise, that can stop the relationship, that can stop the car. I mean, you might have even bigger goals. You want world peace. You want to go and cure hunger in a certain part of Africa. But if you have a counter intention within you that says, I can't really do that, or I'm not the one to do that, or I don't know how to do that, or I don't have the money to do that, I mean, there's so many negative beliefs. If they're there, you will sabotage your own efforts to manifest what you want. That's why I say in the moment that you become aware of these things, I want to sweep them out. Because as long as I keep clearing and I keep sweeping and I keep in alignment, I have congruency with what I say I want and what I feel I deserve, I'm going to get it. That's why I live, for the most part, a life of magic and miracles. Even though 30-some years ago I was on the streets and I was starving and I was desperate and I was pretty much alcoholic and suicidal. By changing all of this, by doing this internal work, which I, again, believe is the key to getting whatever you want, that's what causes all of the rapid manifestation of the magic and miracles you want to attract in your life. It's constant belief clearing. That's the key.
Well, we've got lots to talk about with Dr. Joe Vitale. And are you ready for the key? Are you willing to take the steps that are required? Are you willing to take a look, pick up a copy of Joe's book, and make it happen for you? Because honestly, nobody can do it but you. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, more with my special guest today, Dr. Joe Vitale. Get ready to grab that key, unlock the door, and live life full out. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Spend a day of enlightenment and healing for the body, mind, and spirit with John Holland and Brian Weiss in Journey of the Soul. In this fascinating workshop, explore spiritual mediumship with John Holland and let Brian Weiss open the doors into the realm of past life regression. See John Holland and Brian Weiss in Seattle on September 30th. Space is limited, so order now at HayHouseEvents.com.
Karen Ramsey of RamseyInvesting.com has been a certified financial planner for over 20 years. Ramsey Investing provides balanced, smart investment management to a broad range of people through the online web service RamseyInvesting.com. They are fee-only managers who do not sell financial products. They invest your money for you, track it, and make adjustments as needed. You don't have to worry if you're in the right investments or not. That's their job. Visit RamseyInvesting.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Yes, my guest, Dr. Joe Vitale, joining us today, Mr. Fire, as he's known. Let me make sure you have his website, www.mrfire.com. We'll get you there. Lots of information. Joe has a podcast. He has a blog. He has a video blog. Lots of information. You check out all of his books. I'm telling you, number one best-selling book, Spiritual Marketing, The Attractor Factor, and we're talking about his upcoming book. So as Joe said before, this is an exclusive interview with Dr. Joe Vitale on the book, The Key. And Joe, we were talking about a missing ingredient, one of the things that people just get all hung up about, and that is an inability to take action, to do anything, so to speak.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've been there in your life. You just talked about where you were 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I've been there in my life, but somehow we did something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, action's incredibly important. So that's one of the things I want to make sure people know is that you virtually always have to do some sort of action to manifest your goals. Now, at the same time I say that, I'm a great believer in magic and miracles. And you may say that you want this car, relationship, money, house, I don't know, vacation, whatever it happens to be, and your phone may ring and it may be delivered to you. So I don't want to dismiss that. I have just learned from experience that when you're clear about what you would like to have, you know what the next steps are, and you need to take action to make them happen. So let's look at the question, why would people not take action? If they say,
yes,
I'm going to write this novel, and it's going to be a New York Times bestseller, and they're very clear about it, and they've watched The Secret, and they've read my books, and they listen to this show, and they're all inspired and upbeat, and they're ready to do it, and they actually start writing, and then they stop. Or then maybe they didn't even begin in the first place. Why didn't they take action, or why didn't they follow through? The only answer is fear. fear. And it's fear of either success or fear of failure. And this is an example of a counterintention. This is what I talk about in my new book, The Key, that you have to realize there are counterintentions. If you're not achieving what you say you want, and if it's too slow for you or simply not happening or you're not writing that great novel, if that's your goal, then there is a counterintention. Almost always it's based on fear, and that's what needs to be cleared. In my book, The Key, I talk about 10 different ways to clear these beliefs, these negativities, these stoppers. But to go back to the concept of action, when you are clear about what you want, you know exactly what it is, and you also know the first step. You may not know the whole road map to get there, but you know the first step. It is a very easy, natural, effortless process to go and take it. I tell people all the time that I'm writing virtually everything. I write my blogs, I write sales letters, websites, emails, books. I've got 30-some books out there. More books are coming. The key is next month. I have a book called Inspired Marketing after that. Your Internet Cash Machine is going to be coming. The 7 Lost Secrets of Success was reissued today. I'm still promoting Buying Trances, Hypnotic Writing, Zero Limits. So people look at all of this and they're going, my gosh, he's taking phenomenal action. He must be a workaholic. Well, I am a playaholic, and
yes.
What I'm doing is doing what is natural for me to do in terms of action. My point is, when you're clear about what you want, you don't have any counteractions within you, you take action, and you may take lots of action, and to somebody else, it'll look like you're just working your butt off, but what you're really doing is playing, and that action is easy and almost effortless. It's a very natural next thing for you to do. This is pretty magical in itself. You're taking action, but you're playing as you take it.
Well, this is such an important characteristic for people to understand, such an important aspect of who we are. I get the same story, Joe. People say to me, what are you, out of your mind? You're on the air, what, 23 hours live a week? And now Australia, you're going to burn out. And I step back, and I had to think about that because I've had so many people say that to me. And I say, wait a minute, I love this. I love this. And so I thought, oh, my God, maybe I need to cut back. But why would I cut back on something I love?
And that's
the
point.
Isn't this the key?
Yeah, that's the point. When you're doing what you love, there's more energy coming through you. You are excited. I've heard from many people who are doing what they love who said they actually don't want to go to sleep at night, and when they wake up in the morning, they jump out of bed because they can't wait to get started again on whatever their project is. It's when somebody tries to imagine your life and them doing it that they think it's a stressful experience. But what they're missing is that you're doing your calling in the world, I'm doing my calling in the world, and whoever's listening has their own calling to do in the world. If I looked at what they were doing or I was looking at what you were doing, I might think, boy, that's unappealing to me. It's not unappealing to you. You get a rush of energy from doing it. I get a rush of energy from doing my thing. And when the people who are listening do their individual passions, their callings, they get their own rush. And that's what it's all about, tuning in, your divine connection, doing what you love, being clear of counterintentions, and then you're leading this life of magic and miracles.
Well, you know, the book that we're talking about, The Key, I love this book, Joe. I mean, this is really, you're breaking it down so that anybody that has any issue with, well, I didn't really get the movie The Secret, or I tried it and it didn't work, guess what? End of that conversation. Because, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, move beyond that. Take a look at what you're saying here in this book. And for those folks out there that really have tried to find the key to success or the key to abundance, you breaking it down so they get it. There's a quote in this book that I want to talk about, and it's one of the many quotes in here, but it's one that I picked, the one from Thomas Jefferson. It says, nothing can stop the man, I'll say slash woman, with the right mental attitude from achieving his or her goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. I mean, this is what we're talking about, something that we have, mental attitude. Doesn't cost us anything to shift it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you read that quote. I remember reading that. I always admired Thomas Jefferson, and I stumbled across that quote, and I thought, this is so relevant today. Even though he's been gone a long time, and we all know who he was as President of the United States, and, you know, responsible for a lot of changes and the Declaration and all of that, but he had this mindset that helped him achieve what other people might have considered impossible. And that mindset is what each of us has. You have it, I have it, everybody listening have it. But the thing is, most of us have been brought up to have a victim mentality. And so the mindset that most of us have, and not necessarily your listeners, because they've been listening to you, that mindset's been getting changed. But the average person out there has this negative mindset. And that negative mindset stops them from believing in themselves. It stops them from taking action. It stops them from declaring what they want, even to themselves. It stops them from believing in the secret or in the attractor factor or the key. It stops them, period. And it's only a mindset. And that mindset, I think this is important to get, is actually separate from you. There's the you that's in control of everything in your life, and you may not be aware of this yet, and this is why this whole thing is about awakening, but the you that's within your body-mind system has the ability to choose your mindset. You're not your mindset. Your mindset is like a tool. For the longest time growing up, you're identified with your mindset, so you don't know that it's separate. You don't know that you can select a different mindset. You just feel that's the way it is. And then along comes an incredible radio show like this, and movies that like The Secret, and there's another movie coming up called The Opus that comes out in November, which is going to be reiterating all of this. And the books like The Key, The Attractor Factor, all of this, and it starts to make you aware that, wow, I have a choice. And you have a choice about your mindset. Thomas Jefferson was alluding to it. He was pointing to it. He was actually spelling it out. And I'm kind of getting on a soapbox here and saying, you have a choice about your mindset. You can separately choose to have a positive mindset or a limiting mindset. And that is a choice. If you want your limiting one, you can choose it, and you will find, you will attract into your world people to support a limiting mindset and for you to keep it. If you choose to have an expanded mindset, a positive mindset, a miracles mindset, you will attract, but with the law of attraction, people and evidence like this show, like me, to support it. But it's all a choice.
Well, and this is really an invitation to everyone listening to the show, because if Joe and I can share what we've learned in, let's say, a very limited time on this planet, but a very important time on this planet, then we are helping each and every person out there plug in to getting clear about what their choices are, getting clear about the lives that they want to live, and getting clear about the fact that they have the power to create it all. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I want to tell you, my guest, Dr. Joe Vitale, is joining me today. We're talking about his new book, The Key, not out yet, but it'll be out very soon. This is an exclusive interview with him today. And Joe, when we come back from break, let's create an invitation for people, something that they've never heard before from us, something that will enable them to take that step, get off the couch, put down the potato chips, and create the lives that they want. What do you say we do that after this break?
Let's do it. Let's create a miracle.
Let's create a miracle. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Dr. Joe Vitale and I will be back with you. MrFire.com is the website. The book is The Key. Get ready to change your life. Let's start right now. We'll be right back.
News. Opinion. Hear me. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Come to Tampa and meet more than 30 of your favorite Hay House authors in person. Get inspired by Wayne Dyer. Discover the message of Abraham from Esther and Jerry Hicks. Learn what makes your body tick from Dr. Mehmet Oz and more at the I Can Do It Conference October 11th through the 14th in Tampa. Come for a day or spend the weekend. Tickets as low as $75. Visit iCanDoIt.net to reserve your space today.
Hi.
How would your life be different if you had the guidance of a psychic intuitive, medium, or energy healer? How exciting would it be to discover your own inherent spiritual gifts of intuition and wisdom? Find out when you tune in to Sage, Spirit, Angels, and Guides Entertainment. Fridays at noon on KKNW 1150 AM and streaming live at sageradioshow.com. Call in and speak with the sages and receive guided insight for your life. Don't just imagine the possibilities, live them.
Find out how to avoid being the next victim of cancer, heart disease, obesity, or diabetes. In his webinar series, The Cure, Save Your Body, Heal Your Life, Dr. Timothy Brantley, the number one best-selling author of The Cure, will share an overview of disease in America, how our eating patterns are destroying our bodies, miracles of natural healing, and his proven guidelines for health, detoxification, and regeneration. Sign up for the webinar series by visiting BrantleyCure.com.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality? To wake up feeling clear and refreshed? To live without allergies? More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit LifeForcePlan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Dr. Joe Vitale is joining me today, and this is, as he pointed out to me, an exclusive interview with Joe, introducing you to his upcoming book, The Key. And as we said before the break, this is an invitation, and Joe and I are going to create an opening for you to take action, to create that choice, and change your life forever. Joe, welcome again, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, this has been a hoot. I enjoy it. You're fun to be with. And these are great questions, great energy, and I can just feel it going out over the airwaves. So I'm having a blast.
I'm having a blast, too. Let's create that opening. I mean, as we say in the vernacular of crust busting, let's bust through some of this stuff and allow people to step forth and step into the power that they truly have. And let's start right now, not tomorrow, but right now.
Well, that's all we really have is right now, and I think that's really the opening I want to focus on. You know, in my book, The Key, I talk about 10 different ways to get clear. And really, the most powerful one that I can think of, and there are many, many powerful ones, and I've written books about separate ones. There's one called, my book, Zero Limits, describes four statements that you can say that helps clear all negativity within your body-mind system, so you have this clean relationship with the divine. But the simplest thing to talk about is the whole idea of gratitude. And people may have heard this before, but I want them to get it in this unforgettable way. You know, 20-some years ago, now 30-some years ago, I was dealing with homelessness and poverty, and 20-some years ago when I was getting on my feet and I was getting books published and so forth and I was still working on myself, I was hearing about the concept of gratitude. And I was probably like a lot of people listening thinking, yeah, I'll feel grateful when things start to work out. I'll feel grateful when I have the job, or I have the money, or I have the health, or I have the relationship, or I have the car, or the house, or just fill in the blank. And what I learned is, it doesn't work that way. Most of us chase happiness. What we really want is happiness. We think we'll be happy when we get the book deal, or when we get the business deal, or when we get the big income increase, or we have money fall out of the sky. We'll be happy then. And that's a grand lie. We use that, we use unhappiness as a motivator to do things, thinking that when we achieve it, we'll then be happy. Well, as soon as we achieve it, we're not happy, and we look down the road for the next house, next car, next person, next health, next, you know, whatever it happens to be, fill in the blank again. So it's all about being grateful right now, because what we actually seek, the happiness we want, is available in this precise moment. When I first heard of this 20-some years ago, and I was resistant to it, again thinking, well, I'll be happy when everything falls into place, and I started to experiment. And I remember picking up a pencil. I picked up a pencil, and I thought, okay, I think I can be grateful for a pencil. I think I can be happy for having a pencil in my life. And then I started to ask myself why. Well, with a pencil, I could write everything from the great American novel to a suicide note to a grocery list to a love letter. And then if I made any mistakes, well, gratefully, on the other side of the pencil was this eraser. And using the pencil as my little exercise in experiencing gratitude opened a little peephole into a new universe. As I started to feel grateful, I mean sincerely grateful for the pencil, I started to look around my world and realize, wow, I've been calling where I live a dump, but I got a roof over my head and it doesn't leak, and there are people in third world countries who are starving, who are actually dying in this moment, who don't have any house, who don't have any car, who don't have any income, and don't have much hope for their future. I am living like a king or a queen compared to people in other countries, compared to people who were actually kings and queens at other times in history. And as it started to expand this feeling of gratitude, that shifted my internal state. And, of course, the law of attraction is always working. So in those earlier moments when I was feeling desperate, well, what did I attract into my life? More things to be desperate about. As I shift it and I start experiencing gratitude, what do I now experience? What do I now attract into my life? More things to be grateful for. Gratitude is the number one easiest, most powerful, life-transforming, miraculous exercise anybody can do, and it's available right now. I invite people that are listening to find something in this moment that they genuinely feel grateful for. And it might be this radio show. It might be this conversation. It might be Dr. Pat. It might be Dr. Joe. It might be the fact that you have a phone or you have a computer. It might be your shoes. It might be your pet. But there's something that you can genuinely focus on in this moment and say, oh, thank God, I am grateful for this. This one thing is transforming my life. This one thing, I am so grateful that it is in my life. I give thanks that this is in my life. And if you can focus on that, you expand this your heart. You expand your energy within yourself to attract more things to be grateful for. So the easiest thing as a, in terms of an invitation to transform your life right now is to be grateful. And as you're feeling grateful, you'll start to realize, too, what it is that you want next. And you'll probably even see what the next step, the actionable step for you to do, and you'll do it feeling grateful. That's the biggie, Dr. Pat. That's it, feeling grateful.
Wow, I got to tell you, Joe, I'm fired up. and how wonderful of an invitation this is. I don't know anybody out there, and I would challenge people out there, I don't know anybody out there that can't not come up with something that they're grateful about. I mean, let's be honest about it. Look around you. Mm-hmm. Look within. I mean, this is all about what you just talked about, that simple, silent place of gratitude. Simple, silent, and yet powerful beyond anything we can imagine.
I got to add something here that's,
go ahead,
that's relevant. You know, Kathy Lee Crosby is a famous actress. She's a big fan of my book, The Attractor Factor, so she's been talking to me. She sent me a video link the other day to a speaker from Australia. This speaker has no arms and no legs.
Mm.
He was born that way. And he was on a table. I mean, this is a very freakish thing to look at, but he was on this table telling people in the most Anthony Robbins kind of motivational, powerful way about changing your life by changing your perspective. And here's a guy, I mean, literally, he was born in the freakiest accident with no arms, no legs. He grew up feeling suicidal, knowing he's not going to have a relationship. If he has kids, he's not going to be able to hold their hands or touch them or anything like that. And he is bellowing out to everybody about changing your perspective and looking at what you can be grateful for. And I'm reminding people, that everybody that's listening here right now, that you have so much to be grateful for that it is unbelievable. You are actually living in the time of magic and miracles, and your eyes have been closed to it. I mean, mine were too, and I'm still looking around and still being grateful and still living in a state of awe, and it still expands. So I'm just encouraging people that do this now. Find that thing to be grateful for, and it could just be this message. But genuinely feel it. As you feel it, you change your vibe within yourself. That goes out to attract more things to be grateful for. This is amazing, and it's available for nothing.
Absolutely. Joe, thank you for a fabulous show today. Thank you for joining us here.
Oh, always great to be back. Thank you. I love what you're doing. I love you, and Godspeed to everybody listening.
And don't forget MrFire.com. Get a copy of the book. The book will be out shortly. When is it coming out? It'll be out in October, right, Joe?
Yeah, around October 15th, so just a few weeks away.
Well, again, Dr. Joe Vitale, thank you so much for joining us. As we say on the Dr. Pat Show, you rock.
Thank you. This has been fun. Thanks for having me on board.
Yeah, anytime. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in and supporting this show and popping us into the number one spot right here on Voice America. I want to thank everybody out there for saying yes to the magnificence that you truly are. Until next week on the Dr. Pat Show, know that you are loved, know that you are blessed, and know that you have everything inside you to live life full out. Have a great, great week. We'll see you right back here next week on the show.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Tuesday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.